You're after something. Is it revenge? Money? Or is it something else?
You look good. A little rough around the edges, but good.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together a crew.
I'm a driver, and I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
Mark, thanks very much for talking to me today.
Lovely to be here. Nice to see you again, mate.
Yeah, you too. So, obviously, we're going to be talking about the solo artwork that you've done.
Yep.
But first things first, let's just go back a bit to earlier days. When did you find out you had this talent for drawing?
Darren, you know, I mean, I've drawn forever, really. I mean, you know, it's something that I've always known I've wanted to do. You know, I think the earliest drawing that my mum found is probably from when I was about 4 years old. So, you know, clearly I was keen to do it then, and I still love doing it now.
So what was the first piece of art that you did that started getting you some attention? Do you have one that stands out?
Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, attention comes in many forms, I suppose. And if we're talking about the studio itself, it was... I think that the major catalyst in getting known at Lucasfilm, if we're talking about studio work, was George and the upper echelons of Lucasfilm knowing the work that I do personally. So it's, you know, I'd been working on other projects for them before, but it was, I can't remember how long ago now, but a while back I did a drawing of George as Yoda. Mm-hmm. Which I had gifted to a very good friend of mine who's the editor of a visual effects magazine. And through the magic of the internet, this image had sort of made its way to Skywalker. And George saw it.
Yep.
And they wrote to me to find out whether I had in fact done it. I was understandably quite nervous because I thought maybe I'd offended him, but fortunately I hadn't. And that was the first piece that he acquired from me through the goodness of the friend of mine who sold it to him. And from then, I think that it was then clear that he liked what I did, and so therefore to get the art in at the top echelons seemed to happen much easier than it had happened before.
So you've done some incredible pieces of artwork over the years. Obviously, I'm friends with you on Facebook and you post a lot of your stuff up on that and on your Instagram. When you look back on your history, what is there one piece that you're most proud of?
No, I don't think there's ever a one piece that you like. You like them for different reasons. And I find that it's normally because of an association that takes place with a piece. And that is that I think you can like things for two reasons. You can like it on an emotional level for an association, and you can like it from a more analytical level from a creative point of view. I think creatively, those ones that I've been given the most free rein on are probably the most satisfying.
Yeah.
From a creative point of view, because it's understandably very difficult to conform with somebody else's brand, especially when you have a legacy created by people like Drew Struzan, the fabulous Drew Struzan, and Richard Amsel, and Bob Peake, and people like that, because you are required to tie into a brand and a visual style that they have made very much the brand of the movie. So that becomes quite difficult. It comes with its own challenges. However, in the case of ones where they say, look, we don't want you to conform with that, we just want you to do something, as in fact happened with the solo piece, it's incredibly invigorating. So pieces like the solo piece would be a favorite because of that.
Oh, for sure. Now, obviously, let's talk a bit about the solo piece. Yep. Now, how did it all come about? How did you get on Disney's radar?
Disney's radar, obviously, it wasn't one that I was really on because, you know, having come from the Lucasfilm side, I hadn't done any work for Disney. A very good friend of mine referred me on to the local Disney representatives here in Perth. It was, and fortunately, you know, she liked what I did, and or certainly liked the of what she could see of the work that I'd done. I think it was also comfortable in the fact that I had done a lot of work over many years with Lucasfilm themselves, which she then very generously motivated with Disney over East, and they seemed to be incredibly comfortable with the fact that, you know, I could do whatever they wanted me to do.
When it comes to obviously a piece like this, you're working for a very well-known and loved franchise. Obviously, some movie studios have quite the hold on their franchises.
They do.
And like Disney, Marvel, Universal does with Jurassic World, etc.
Of course, yeah.
So when they approach you to say, hey, can you do a bit of artwork for us, what sort of directives do they give you for a piece like this? Do they give you just a whole bunch of images and say, create something, or how does it work?
Every job is different. You know, it depends on who the art director is. It depends on if it's a new movie or an old movie. If it's a new movie, obviously the regulations and rules that apply are far more rigorously enforced than they would be on an old movie. For example, doing work on Solo, and also when I did the teaser poster for Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, because the movie hasn't come out, you can't spoil the movie by putting into the poster something that would give away some of the plots or whatever. So it's very, very much more regulated, and obviously you are required to be very disciplined in the way that you handle the material that's given to you. However, with older movies like the re-release poster I did for Raiders of the Lost Ark and the one that I did for Temple of Doom and Jedi, you know, the plots are all, everyone knows what the story is. So it's a little easier, and there are fewer hurdles to jump through when doing that. So every job is different.
With the Solo piece, now I'm really intrigued by this because obviously we know that you're an incredible artist and you can do faces incredibly well. Like, I've seen your Harrison Ford artwork, and I don't think it would be incredibly easy to draw.
No, he's not. He's very difficult to draw.
So in regards to this Solo artwork, how long does it take you to draw it? Like, when you obviously you do your concepts.
Yeah.
But when you settle on a final design, how long does it take you to draw it from start to finish, painting everything?
The final painting is fairly large, so it's about 600 by 900. Mills, so it's about the size of a normal lobby poster that you would find in the theatres, the original art. So it's relatively big, and of course the concepts are quite complicated. But I suppose from the time I put the first pencil to the board in drawing the layout to the time I put down the last brush stroke, it's probably about 6 or 7 days that it would take me to do the thing, if I was to work uninterrupted, of course.
Oh wow, okay. Mm. Okay, so let's get into your process a little bit. When you, for instance, with this one, when you started doing your concepts, what's your process like? How do you sit down and figure out where to put what character and all that sort of thing?
I think, again, it depends on what you've been instructed to do by the client. If the client's been very specific about what they want, then you just follow their lead. However, in a case like the Solo one, which was done, as I said earlier, sort of pretty much up to my own devices, it's really a case of trying to figure out what is important to this, to the poster or to the illustration. In this case, what I was quite keen to do was avoid the floating head layout that is so popular in movie posters these days. Now, that's not to say that I think it's wrong. Floating heads work, and they've been refined to the point of perfection by people like Drew Struzan, and John Alvin, because of the fact that that it works, the concept works. However, it is a concept that is used a lot, and break away from that would be really nice. So in this case, I felt that the actors themselves, whether it's Alden or whether it's the young Glover or say Woody Harrelson, whoever else is in it, they are not really associated with the franchise at this point in time.
Yep.
We've seen them in the trailers, but we haven't seen them in the movie. So although we might recognize them from other work, we don't know them as Solo or as, you know, the characters that they are. So I felt that in this case, to add a portrait of Alden to the layout would have been easy to do, But it, I don't believe it would necessarily have added an enormous amount of value for the fan who's looking at the poster. They wouldn't look at it and say, oh, Alden's in this thing, let me go and see it, as they would if they saw Harrison's face and they'd say, Harrison's in, let me go and see it. So I think that in this case, it was quite nice to be able not to put the actors themselves in. But that said, I looked at the layout and felt that it was important to have something that related to the audience. And that one thing that relates to the audience is a character that we do associate with the franchise, and that of course is Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And that's why I have included Chewbacca. Not only is he Han Solo's partner, but he's also a character that we know, recognize, and love, and we do associate with the franchise. For the rest of the layout, what I tried to do was rather capture the spirit of the movie. So the movie of a space cowboy type heist thing. So it's all about like a Clint Eastwood vibe, where you've got sort of this menacing gunslinger kind of guy who's a maverick, who's a bit of a loon. So it was trying to capture more of the spirit of the movie rather than just having a wonderful portrait layout of all the actors who are going to be in the movie. Now, that said, if I have to do a sequel poster, I probably wouldn't be allowed to do the same.
Yeah,
because now the actors would be associated with the franchise, and therefore it would be a different set of challenges that would be given if I was to do, say, a sequel poster.
Well, I was going to bring up Chewie. He's the focal point of your artwork, and I'm really excited to see Chewie's story in this film.
Me supposedly, too. I think it's great.
We get to see the whole life debt, with Han, and from the teaser trailer you get to see him embrace another Wookiee, so I'm really excited to see what they do with him. And the new guy is playing him, he's doing a fantastic job, so yeah, really excited to see how Chewie goes. And when you decided to put Chewie in it, did a part of you die inside a little bit because of the amount of hair? Because when I saw your artwork the first time, I looked at it and went, each of those hairs would have taken forever.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not a great fan of doing hair. I don't mind hair on people so much, but doing it on some kind of animal, I'm not a huge fan. I find it, you know, a big challenge. And you're right. I mean, it's one of those things that you've got to just think. I must be honest. When I started doing it, I thought, how am I going to do this? And I've got to keep convincing myself. Look, you've done it before plenty of times, so you can do it. So just relax. It's not as terrifying as it seems. But it is always a huge challenge to do. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So just to finalize this now. How's this whole experience been for you? Because obviously the other weekend you were flown to Sydney, you went to the Star Wars weekend, you were involved in a bunch of panels, and then you jumped on a plane and went down to Melbourne, and you got to see your artwork on the side of five stories high, on the
amazing
side of a building. How's the last few weeks been?
No, look, I mean, they have been phenomenal. You know, it's safe to say that it's the biggest push of any of the artwork that I've done, that I've experienced. You know, I've had, you know, with the Raiders of the Lost Ark poster I did and things like that, they've obviously been very, very big promotional activities around that. But, you know, this one has just taken everything to another level. I mean, standing on a windy Melbourne street looking up at the building and seeing the poster, as you say, five stories tall on the side of a building, it blows you away. it has been the most wonderful thing. And I have to be honest, the whole project rollout, working with Disney has just been the most enjoyable process.
Yeah.
They were very supportive, very, very good about putting my ideas forward onto Burbank, getting feedback, coming up with things. So all in all, this has to be one of the most enjoyable projects, certainly the one that is bringing me the most personal and professional satisfaction. So I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Well, that's great to hear, Mark. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
You got a line on a ship?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's the best smuggler around.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
L3!
Let go of the mean man's face.
Who are these guys?
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
You might want to buckle up, baby.
Let
some advice. We assume everyone will betray you, and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Since when do you know how to fly?
190 years old? You look great.
Push it!